It's always a pleasure to speak to the great Yorkshire darts player, Dean Winstanley. Dean, very good afternoon to you. How are things?
I'm brilliant, mate. How's yourself?
Yeah, well, not too, but all the better for speaking to you, I believe is the correct answer.
That sounds good to me.
We've had the draw for the first round of the World Darts Championships made on Monday. You've drawn Ronnie Hoybrecht. So I guess that's one of the tougher draws you could have faced in the first round, but a person you've known for years, I guess.
I have, yes. When I started going through the BDO, I've become really good friends with Kim and Ronnie. And it's quite strange, really, because when the draw come out, you can look at the back of the draw, people from, you know, Philippines, Japan, whatever. Everybody's got through to the world in their own right. But I think the good part about it is me playing Ronnie. It's a good tester for me as well, so it'll build me up if I can get through, which hopefully I can, to the next round. And, you know, we're both capable of beating each other, but my record's better than his.
The World Darts Championship, then, it's finally here. I mean, just how much do you look forward for it? Because for me, this is one of the things that really signifies that Christmas is here.
Yeah, of course. Well, from being BDO, I'm sure when it comes to the World Championships then, it was Christmas time, and moving up to the PDC, this is the goal what you want to make every year to get into the World. So, if you win it, it's a very good life-changing experience, but I think this is the main one what we all build up to, this one what we all look forward to.
And you're playing on the Wednesday before Christmas, so I guess it's important to win, because I guess if you lose, it does ruin your Christmas somewhat.
Yes, it absolutely sounds it. I've just found out it's a Tuesday, 7 o'clock I'm playing. Yeah, Tuesday, sorry, but last year I did it 2 games before Christmas and then come back after Christmas, but my main goal is, you know yourself, you want to go down there, win your first game, come back after Christmas, because the last thing I want to do is be sat at home watching it after Christmas. That'd break my heart.
And
that's the hard bit about it.
And what is it like playing during the Christmas period? Because obviously you play a few games, and if you do well, you actually get, you know, a day or two off, you get to have the Christmas dinner, and then you're playing again. Just what's that experience like?
In my own book, I think my Christmas is on hold, because, you know, your family, everything's behind you, they're all part of you, so you've just got to, how I do it, I just concentrate on the game in front of me, and Christmas, I'll have it when I finish, you know, I'll enjoy my Christmas dinner when I finish, things like that, but literally it's on hold for a short while, and that's how I prefer it to be.
Obviously it's the big end of season event. How would you rate your 2015?
From 0 to 10, probably -3. But I haven't had the best of year, but the weird thing is my fourth year being in the PDC, and the first year was fantastic, the second year was a bit poor, third year was amazing, which was last year, and this year I've just managed to keep ticking over, well, same as 2 years ago, because that's when we do is defend the money. But I've defended everything, I've done nothing wrong this year, so I haven't lost anything. The main thing is, I've just hopefully, in my head, I keep telling myself that I've been building myself for this coming World Championship, so that's what I'm trying to believe.
And is that the key thing? Obviously, the standard improves year on year. We talk, you know, we see the number of 100 averages on TV or whatever increases, and the standard on the floor increases. Well, is that the main battle with yourself, is just to keep telling yourself, you know, obviously, it's hard out there, but obviously you've still got the game to, you know, win tournaments.
Yeah, of course, it is. Everybody's getting better, and I'm sure if Phil was sat outside of me, Taylor himself, he'd say the same thing. You know, it's getting harder for him, it's getting harder for everybody. He isn't ruling the roost anymore, and it's just everybody seems to be getting better, but you've got to keep up with the Joneses and do it yourself, so it just means harder work for me, more practice, and trying to find that extra 10% in the dark kind of thing.
How's your practice regime going then ahead of the World Championship? I see you've got you're a busy man with exhibitions in Batley tonight. Is it Scotland at the weekend as well?
Oh, that's correct, mate. Yes, I've just pulled up at the hotel in Leeds. We've just had some dinner, me and Wes Newton. He's still scoffing his because he's a lot bigger than me, has a lot more food. Obviously, he can't hear me. But we've done that. We've got a cooperate afternoon with some sponsors. And then we do the night tonight, and then up to Aberdeen tomorrow night. Go through the night and get up there. And the good thing about the exhibition, it keeps you on the board, so you're always keeping busy.
We've got a board in the studio now, Dean. We should have got you in. You and Wes could have had a game on the Yorkshire board. You'd have beaten him as well, because obviously he's a Lancastrian.
Exactly. Yeah, they never win anything in my book. definitely. So I think actually we could actually do this at some point. next year, I think this. I'd love to fetch Wes in just so I get bragging rights that he's actually been into one of our proper radio stations. You know, that kind of thing. And he'd kill me if he heard me saying this.
We'll put it on Twitter. We'll make sure he's aware of it. It's all right. We'll
definitely. So you've got to tag him in it.
Well, that's the thing. You do have a lot of fun banter with other players, one of them being Ronnie's brother, Kim. Do you have that kind of relationship with Ronnie, or is he the more serious of the two brothers?
Ronnie's the more professional. Well, I'm saying more professional. Ronnie just comes, plods away, plays his game and goes. Me and Kim, we have fights every other week between ourselves and arguments, but deep down we're both, you know, we're really good friends. And yeah, Kim's career at the moment is on a high. His form is fantastic. He's been playing some very, very good darts and he deserves to be where he is. Ronnie, on the other hand, he's come in, he's just toddled along. The good thing about Ronnie, he's in the top 64, so he doesn't have to do Q school or anything, and he just enjoys plodding along because I think he's more the other generation and not like us young pups, should I say.
Oh, we mentioned practice ahead of the World Championship. You've got your darts den. Will you be playing loud noise to help you acclimatise to the atmosphere at the Alley Pally?
Yeah, we have two neighbours on our bit of land where we had three houses on it. And where the lodge is, it's quite interesting because sometimes they'll say, why do you have to play music that loud off your phone? So I put it on the docking station. And I said, have you ever been involved in 10,000 people calling you fat as you're playing for a double? And he went, no, I haven't. I said, well, you imagine Bon Jovi sent people when they're screaming out. And he, fair play, they just let me get on with it. But it is, that's the routine, is put the music on as loud as you can and just plod away while throwing.
I guess the one thing, Dean, about your World Championship career so far as you're a finalist at the Lakeside and then moving to the PDC is you will forever be shown on those montages before the tournament thanks to that. I don't know if it's the nine darter or the celebration which will get more play.
Well, I think I was the third person ever to hit one in the world in the World Championship, PDC World Championships, with AD having two and Barney having one and then Van Gerwen hitting his after mine. But I don't think it is actually the nine darts. I think it's that my feet ran off before my body. And again, I don't know why I did it. And I've always thought to myself, if I eat it again, what would I do? And you know, something, I'd do it again. I'd make sure I did it again just for the crack. But hopefully this time, win the game.
Well, that's obviously the main aim. Obviously, we wish you well ahead of the World Championships. And who do you think, obviously, we're all behind you here at Radio Yorkshire. You are Yorkshire's representative. Who's going to be your main threat to winning that world title?
Well, do you know something? Obviously, I love Gary Anderson to bits. You know, he's the reigning world champion. But a man who sticks out for me, and I've become really close with him in a way, and it's just, obviously in darts way. I just want to clarify that. But the lad who I think at the form at the minute is Peter Wright. And I think he's in some amazing form. Even though if I get through my first game, and Pete does, I play Pete, I've got a cracking record against Pete, but on that stage, I've told him before, and I told Darren West last year, it's a mystery stage, you've got to go up there and do what you can. So I think if Pete takes me out, I wish him all the best to win it. That'd be the one.
You never tempted to get Peter Wright's wife to do his hair like his?
Well, she did offer, but first thing what she said she wanted to do was actually put implants in because I'm losing it, which I thought were very rude. So I just turned around and agreed with her. We can't really do anything with an inch of hair, Dean. I mean, not fair enough. But she's a cracking lass, and you know, for the amount of hours she spends on his hair, is unbelievable. And but it looks fantastic.
He's certainly got the crowd behind him these days. He's doing well for himself. It's good to see him play so well. And before we let you go, I think you're Yorkshire's only representative at the PVDC Worlds this year, but there's three of you, or three Yorkshiremen rather, at the Lakeside this year. Do you think we'll see a Yorkshireman win that title again? Obviously, Scott Waits and John Walton, former champions, and Brian Dawson as well there.
Yeah, well, that's strange. Brian Dawson won the first partners for 3 years in the BDO, and he's playing very well. He's got the chance as anybody else. John Boy went through the field of the qualifiers. For him to win the World Championship this year, I still believe John's got a title in him. But which John wants to turn up, that's the only problem with John. And if he did win the Worlds, that is a true champion for me, coming from the floor and winning, lifting the trophy. Scott's sorted his shoulder, which I've heard, which is good, and he's started to create some form again. Scott's always going to be a dangerous player. And I honestly would say Adams, whoever gets past Adams, I think could win the trophy, really.
Last time you gave me a tip for the World Championship, Dean, he didn't win, but I'll take your advice this time, and hopefully you're going to win.
I think I went for James last time. James let me down. that's another fantastic player. Unfortunately, he's just he didn't make the world and he didn't get through, but that's how hard this field is over there.
Yeah, hopefully he has a cracking 2016. And obviously yourself, of course, starting with the World Championships coming up in a couple of weeks' time. Dean, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy your evening in Batley and your trip to Scotland and the practice head of the World Championships. We'll all be cheering you on from the studios here at Radio Yorkshire, and wish you all the best for that Championships.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the phone call.